We welcome in chairperson of the Lincoln County Commissioners, Chris Bruns, along with the emeritus chair of the Lincoln County Commissioners, Kent Weems. Gentlemen, appreciate you taking some time for us.
Well, good morning.
Commissioner Weems, it's been a couple weeks. How's it been going out there for you?
Well, kind of dry, Tristan.
Yeah, I know.
You know.
What can our elected officials do about it, though?
Well, I did a rain dance.
Did you?
Yeah.
The sacrifices that you make, Commissioner Weems.
Trust me, you do not want to see it.
No. Oh, I know. No. I'm glad he lives where he lives to do it, but
I didn't say it was effective. I just said I did. We picked up on social media the other night. I think it was Mike Gruber asked for guys to turn on their windmills and submersibles in the pastures throughout the county, and we conveyed that yesterday at the meeting. Chris made a point to get Brandon Myers involved and have him post a public service announcement about that to remind people to get those windmills going, because this is going to be a scary few days here.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. Especially for the high-profile vehicles, too. They're going to be doing some traveling. It's going to be definitely one of those situations where if you don't have to travel, don't.
Yeah, I mean, you take a look at the fires that we've had recently. This is absolutely something that's needed for those volunteer fire departments to be able to put out any wild blazes that may spur up. So,
and I'm glad you brought up Mr. Myers, too, Commissioner Weems, with the Emergency Management Agency. What a tremendous job he does. What a great resource we're blessed to have here in the community.
Yeah, he's a multifaceted individual. He's got quite a good background and experience, and was in law enforcement, as you probably know. But he's so thorough. He's proactive. You know, he brings things to us. We don't bring things to him. That's the type of people you want.
Yeah, and that's what I was going to say, Commissioner Bruns. He's a very good communicator.
Extremely good communicator, and just a connector of different resources. A good organizer of personnel. He just does a fantastic job all around, and so I really appreciate that. And actually, that's he's involved in the community. He's he's working with our youth, and does a great job teaching about the awareness of emergencies and doing what he can to ensure that we have safe communities throughout the region. So,
and part of that was in attendance yesterday at the commissioners meeting with Mr. Myers and some area students.
Yeah, so we were actually and that's actually the highlight of the meeting, in my opinion. It's always good to bring in youngsters from the community and
the younger constituents, if you will.
we were able to recognize area third graders throughout the county who put together their talents and drew posters for a severe weather awareness poster contest. And so we had three honorable mentions, as well as the top three contestants from our Lincoln County area. Honorable mentions, and if you don't mind, I want to highlight
yes,
them, because
absolutely.
These kids are extremely talented, and Lord knows they're able to draw a lot better than I can.
And Commissioner Weems, you echoed that earlier when we were shooting the breeze off the air.
Yeah, I'm still a stick horse as far as my talent, yeah.
So we had Kaylin Wiles from Lincoln Elementary, Max Isabel from McDade Elementary, and Kamaya Williams from Lincoln Elementary. Those were the honorable mentions.
Awesome.
In third place here in Lincoln County, we had, and I'm not going to be able to get this last name correct, it was Melanie Krajewski, I believe. She's from Sutherland.
Okay.
And Adriana Gallegos from Lincoln Elementary was second place. And then first place was an Odin Watts from Jefferson Elementary.
There's a lot of artistic talent at Lincoln Elementary is what I'm taking away.
Yeah. I mean, the invite was put out, and all the third graders throughout the region, throughout the county. And Lincoln absolutely had good, strong representation there. So, but it was fantastic. It was fantastic to see those kids' faces beam and parents in there taking photos, and for them to just be recognized for, you know, learning about severe weather awareness and providing just an amazing piece of artistic ability to the community. It was great.
It's very good PSA in a lot of ways, but Commissioner Weems, this has to be one of the highlights of the year, I would imagine, for you and your fellow commissioners, having something like this at the commissioners' meeting.
Yeah, you know, everything's usually serious and sometimes life-changing as far as mm-hmm. some of the things we're challenged with, but Brandon does this every year, and it is fun. It's, you know, it's great to see that participation, and we love to see the kids come in, and you know, there's a lot of folks that are intimidated by the process to come in the room and go to the sure. meetings, and it's good to have that exposure for these kids at that age, and maybe when they grow up, they won't be so intimidated by the process.
Maybe they'll become commissioners themselves.
Maybe they will. Yes, absolutely.
Commissioner Bruns, it's a great lesson, too, in government for the third graders. Great opportunity for them and some teachers and some parents and friends to get into the county courthouse as well.
Yeah. I mean, any time that we can involve the youth of our community in that regard, I think it's worthwhile. Teach them civics and just exposure to the public process and the way government works, that's worthwhile.
So. Absolutely. Absolutely. Commissioner Weems, anything else from the commissioners' meeting yesterday that you wanted to bring up today, sir?
Well, not really. There wasn't a lot on the agenda. They did approve a contract with a PR firm that's going to overhaul our website, which is, as Chairman said earlier, woefully inadequate as far as how user-friendly it is. I had some disagreement with some of the open-ended clauses on the contract, so I was a naysayer, but that's just because sometimes I'm a cynic and think somebody should put up a red flag. But I think I'm confident they'll do a good job.
So Commissioner Bruns, tell us about exactly what's going to be happening here with the website.
So essentially, we're going to do a facelift. We're utilizing the same vendor that we utilize now.
Okay.
We're just essentially going with an upgraded package.
Okay.
The focus is going to be on user intuitiveness and ease of use. We're in an ever increasingly connected world, especially mobile connectedness. That's going to be the focus. I want this website to be mobile friendly. And ideally, as we really work on creating efficiencies in government, I would like to see a lot of things move to that platform to
sure.
where people can get more business done virtually and just really have another access point to their county government. And so that's going to be the focus. It really spurred it as we're moving toward our online virtual streaming
mm-hmm.
of our meetings and that transparency. And so we took a hard look at what we have going on, and we're working to make improvements in that regard. So
is it fair to say that the agenda yesterday was relatively routine and housekeeping, with the exception of the two items we've discussed?
A lot of general maintenance, I think, as far as county business is concerned. We approved, you know, tax corrections. We approved some right-of-way applications, the claims and treasurer's receipts. A lot of administrative stuff, yes. So, relatively light, so to speak.
It was. Heavy lifting comes soon. It's time to look at budgets again, and that's what I spent my evening doing last night.
Yep.
And that monster we call a road budget, and it's necessary, but trying to do some reflective analysis there as where we consumed resources this year and what we have left, and it was a little scary to see our fuel budget, even with a light winter, three-fourths of that budget is consumed.
Yikes.
And, you know, with the hyperinflation that's, I think, is probably inevitable, we have to focus on economic growth and broadening the base, which I know Chris and Devco are working on 24/7. You know, in the 80s, when we saw this hyperinflation before, Kristen, it just stagnated everything. And the communities that were moving forward with various economic development projects suffered the least. And so that's why it's so important that we push those expansions of our economy. I'm reflecting on this last night, that you know, at the onset of the Great Depression, they built the Pawnee Hotel here in North Platte, and to a lot of naysayers.
Mm-hmm.
And in conjunction with that, you know, on a national level, they built Hoover Dam in the midst of the Depression, and those were economic positives in an otherwise pretty dismal situation. So we really have to be proactive on this economic expansion, because it's the only way we're going to get tax relief for those that are here.
Absolutely. The legislature's done a little bit with tax relief as of recent, so there's some promising things coming through from the state senators, but we need more. That's for certain, Commissioner Bruns.
Yeah, I mean, there's always work to be done in that regard. You know, I don't have a whole lot of faith and confidence on things not changing from what comes out of the legislature. It's important to make sure that we have good representation there. But it all starts here at home. We've got to expand our tax base. We've got to diversify our economy. Those are the types of things that we're getting done, from projects like sustainable beef to the industrial rail park, creation of an inland port. We have a lot of really exciting things going on, which we've talked about.
Yes, and the mall, too. New signage over at the mall as of yesterday.
Yep.
So
yep.
That excitement's brewing once again throughout our wonderful community.
It's just, it's incumbent upon us to keep that momentum moving forward. So exciting times ahead. We just got to...
A lot of challenges, but there always are.
Exactly.
You just can't shy away from them.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Commissioner Weems, Commissioner Bruns, anything else you guys like to bring up this morning?
No, just appreciate the opportunity to speak to everybody out there in the community and highlight the work that we're getting done in Lincoln County.
Absolutely. Commissioner Weems, if any of your constituents throughout the county want to reach out to you directly, how can they do so?
Yeah, I've got, with the assistance of somebody that's a lot more techie than I am, I've got communication avenues. One of them is cell. 520-7777. You can remember that, right?
Absolutely. And if not, it's always available on the county website, too. So
I believe it is. Yeah.
And Commissioner Bruns, if there's any of your constituents that would like to be in contact with you to discuss any county news, how can they do so, sir?
Well, our website, even though it is getting revamped here shortly, it does have every commissioner's email addresses on there via hyperlink if you go to the commissioner's page. But I'm, again, a huge proponent of transparency and accessibility, so I give my cell phone out as well, 308-660-6049, and I look forward to having those conversations with the constituents in Lincoln County.
Commissioner Bruns, Commissioner Weems, good to see you gentlemen in the studio, and appreciate the time.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.